Earlier this week, the Environmental Protection Agency said the Coakley landfill, a Superfund site in Northampton, does not currently pose an unacceptable risk to human health. That message came as a surprise to some members of a task force charged with investigating a cancer cluster on the seacoast. They have been arguing for months that the EPA needs to be more proactive in addressing contamination at the site. NHPR's Jason Moon joins me now to talk more about this.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Thanks so much for joining me. So, first of all, tell us more about the Coakley Superfund site. What is it?
Well, basically, it's a landfill. It's in Northampton, and it took waste from towns and businesses and the former Pease Air Force Base in the 70s and 80s before it was shut down. And it was one of the first Superfund sites in the early 90s. And these are high-priority contaminated environmental sites that the federal government wants to clean up. So the site was capped. They set up some monitoring wells, and for a long time, that seemed to be working. The contamination was contained, and frankly, I think a lot of people just kind of forgot about it.
So when and why did people start to get interested in the Superfund site again?
Well, as part of the investigation of this cancer cluster task force, they were looking into possible environmental causes for the cancer. And they were interested in looking at these new class of contaminants, these perfluorochemicals or PFCs that we've heard so much about recently. You know, they were found at the former Pease Air Force Base. They've been found near the Saint-Gobain plant in southern New Hampshire and spots all around the country. But up until this point, a few years ago, the landfill at Coakley had never been tested for them. You know, we knew there was contamination there, but we didn't know to look for these chemicals. And so they did that testing, and lo and behold, perfluorochemicals were at Coakley, and then it became really a major focus of this task force.
Recently, that task force held a meeting with a representative from the EPA. What took place?
Well, basically, they got into an argument about the EPA's overall strategy for dealing with the Superfund site. In the 90s, when EPA was first looking at Coakley, they decided on a strategy that's called natural attenuation, which basically means if you can kind of keep the contaminants contained, naturally, they'll break down over time and the levels of toxicity will reduce. But some people on the task force have been saying, now that we know that there are PFCs on the site, that changes the whole ballgame because PFCs don't really naturally degrade. They're these synthetic chemicals that are made to, you know, make your pans nonstick, and they can remain in the environment for decades and decades. So they've been pushing the EPA to drop the whole natural attenuation thing and go to something called remediation, which is more involved, and it includes removing the contaminants from the water. So that's obviously a lot more costly. Over the last several months, there seemed to be some momentum building towards the EPA ordering some kind of remediation at Coakley. In July, the state counterpart to EPA, the Department of Environmental Services, said that the migration of PFCs into surface water at Coakley was, quote, unacceptable and needs to be addressed. And other groups like the Conservation Law Foundation has been lobbying both the EPA and state officials to be more proactive about the situation. So all of this sets up this moment on Wednesday night where Jim Murphy with the EPA tells the task force, look, we're concerned about the surface water contamination, but because nobody's being directly exposed to it right now, we're not recommending remediation. We're going to stick with a natural attenuation strategy and do some more study. Tom Sherman, he's the chairman of the Cancer Cluster Task Force and a former state rep and a doctor, was visibly taken aback by that. And here's a part of what he said.
If I were to summarize as a complete layman and country doctor, I would ask, we have a situation where we have the Coakley landfill with known toxic substances sitting at the highest point on the seacoast with radial flow towards at least most of the municipal water systems and several private water systems, and the EPA right now is not planning to do anything about it.
So Jim Murphy with the EPA defended their approach, and he said there's a lot that they are doing, including putting signs near the contaminated surface water to warn folks to stay away, and they're also beginning to study whether the surface water contamination could be making fish downstream unsafe to eat. But as for the bigger question of whether the whole site needs to be remediated, he says they just don't know enough yet.
I mean, there's still a lot of data gaps. We haven't reached the conclusion that, you know, how water is moving down in the bedrock. There's not enough data on that. If there are people who say there's enough data on that, we disagree with that at this point.
So for right now, at least, the EPA just doesn't see enough evidence to order a costly remediation project.
What about the Department of Environmental Services? You said earlier that they called the situation unacceptable. Did they take issue with the EPA's finding?
Not really. I spoke with Mike Wimsatt with DES after this meeting, and he really downplayed any schism here between the state and federal agencies. He said both agencies are interested in stemming the migration of the contaminants into surface water, and that they're going to be meeting later this month with the Coakley Landfill Group, which manages the site, to talk more about that issue.
And so what happens now?
Well, you know, lately the focus has been on this particular surface water issue where the stream that starts near the landfill, it has the contaminants. But the long-term issue is really figuring out whether the contaminants are migrating deeper underground through the bedrock towards private wells and public water supplies. That could be a serious concern for the whole region. EPA is starting an investigation into that, but they estimate it's going to take about 2 years. In the meantime, the cancer cluster investigation is going to continue. The task force is sort of morphing into a legislative commission, and it's going to have some of the same members, and so they're likely to continue pressuring the EPA on this.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Jason.
Happy to do it.